ప్రత్యుమాంగనమేలముకుందం శావో కరో నో కురుతే సపర్యాం హరే లసత్ కాంచన కంకణో వా భారః పరం పట్ట కిరీట జుష్టం అపి ఉత్తమాంగం నమే ముకుందం శావో కరో నో కురుతే సపర్యాం హరేర్ లసత్ కాంచన కంకణో వా భారః పరం పట్ట కిరీట జుష్టం అపి ఉత్తమాంగం ననమే ముకుందం శావో కరో నో కురుతే సపర్యాం హరేర్లసత్ కాంచన కంకణో వా భారః పరం పట్ట కిరీట జుష్టం అపి ఉత్తమాంగం ననమేన్ముకుందం శావో కరో నో కురుతే సపర్యాం హరే లసత్ కాంచన కంకణో వా భారః పరం పట్ట కిరీట జుష్టం అపి ఉత్తమాంగం ననమేన్ముకుందం శావో కరో నో కురుతే సపర్యాం హరే లసత్ కాంచన కంకణో వా భారః పరం పట్ట కిరీట జుష్టం అప్యుత్తమాంగం ననమేన్ముకుందం శావో కరో నో కురుతే సపర్యాం హరే లసత్ కాంచన కంకణ మాతజీ భారః పరం పట్ట కిరీట జుష్టం అప్యుత్తమాంగం ననమేన్ముకుందం శావో కరో నో కురుతే సపర్యాం హరే లసత్ కాంచన కంకణో వా వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ భారః a great burden, param, heavy, patta, silk, kirita, turban, jushtam, dressed with, api, even, uttama, upper, angam, parts of the body, na, never, namet, bow down. Mukundam, Lord Krishna, the deliverer. Shavo, dead bodies. Karo, hands. No, do not. Kurute, do. Saparyam, worshipping. Hare, of the personality of Godhead. Lasat, glittering, Kanchana, made of gold, Kankano, bangles, Va, even though. Translation, the upper portion of the body, though crowned with a silk turban, is only a heavy burden, if not bow down before the personality of Godhead, who can award mukti, freedom? And the hands, though decorated with glittering bangles, are those of a dead man if not engaged in the service of the personality of Godhead, Hari. Purport. As stated herein before, there are three kinds of devotees of the Lord. The first class devotee does not at all see anyone who is not in the service of the Lord. But the second class devotee makes distinctions between devotees and non-devotees. The second class devotees are therefore meant for preaching work. And as referred to in the above verse, they must loudly preach the glories of the Lord. The second class devotee accepts disciples from the section of third class devotees or non-devotees. Sometimes the first class devotee also comes down to the category of the second class devotee for preaching work. But the common man who is expected to become at least a third class devotee is advised herein to visit the temple of the Lord and bow down before the deity. Even though he may be a very rich man or even a king with a silk turban or crown, the Lord is the Lord is the Lord of everyone, including the great kings and emperors. And men who are rich in the estimation of the mundane people must therefore make it a point to visit the temple of Lord Sri Krishna and regularly bow down before the deity. The Lord in the temple in the worshipable form is never to be considered to be made of stone or wood. For the Lord in His Arsha incarnation as the deity in the temple shows immense favor to the fallen souls by His auspicious presence. By the hearing process as mentioned herein before, this realization of the presence of the Lord in the temple is made possible. As such, the first process in the routine work of the devotional service, hearing, is the essential point. Hearing by all classes of devotees from the authentic sources like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is essential. The common man who is puffed up with his material position and does not bow down before the deity of the Lord in the temple, or who defies temple worship without any knowledge of the science, must know that his so-called turban or crown will only succeed in further drowning him in the water of the ocean of material existence. A drowning man with a heavy weight on his head is sure to go down more swiftly than those who have no heavy weight. A foolish, puffed-up man defies the science of God and says that God has no meaning for him. But when he is in the grip of God's law and is caught by some disease like cerebral thrombosis, that godless man sinks into the ocean of nescience by the weight of his material acquisition. Advancement of material science without God consciousness is a heavy load on the head of a human society, and so one must take heed of this great warning. The common man, if he has no time to worship the Lord, may at least engage his hands for a few seconds in washing or sweeping the Lord's temple. Maharaj Pratap Rudra, the greatly powerful king of Orissa, was always very busy with heavy state responsibilities. Yet, he made it a point to sweep the temple of Lord Jagannath at Puri once a year during the festival of the Lord. The idea is that, however important a man one may be, must accept the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. This God consciousness will help a man even in his material prosperity. Maharaj Pratap Rudra's subordination before Lord Jagannath made him a powerful king, so much so that even the great Pathan in his time could not enter into Odisha on account of the powerful Maharaj Pratapudra. And at last, Maharaj Pratapudra was graced by the Lord Sri Chaitanya on the very grounds of his acceptance of subordination to the Lord of the universe. So even though a rich man's wife has glittering bangles made of gold on her hands, she must engage herself in the rendering service to the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Vata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. Today's verse is a continuation of the explanation of those people who are materially empowered, but if they are not using that opulence in the service of the Lord or in devotional service, then it is only going to cause them a misfortune. Today's verse specifically talks about people who are opulent, like a person who has a silk turban or a lady who is having the golden bangles in her hand, but they are not using, if they are not using their existence with this opulence in the service of the Lord, then what happens? The question comes that why would such type of people do not accept the supremacy of the Lord? So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Trivir Gunamayir Bhave Ebhi Sarvam Idam Jagat Mohitam Nabhi Janati Mamebhya Param Avyayam. That this Maya, this Trivir Gunamayir Bhave, this Maya has three gunas. And under the account of that, in the effect of three gunas, Mohitam Nabhi Janati. Deluded by these three gunas, nobody knows me, who am I? I am Param, means I am the owner of these three modes. And Avyayam, I am inexhaustible. So most of the people on this, in this universe, on the this earthly planet are engrossed or maybe affected by Rajoguna. So it is said that, you know, Urdhvam Gacchanti Sattvastha Madhye Tishtanti Rajasa. जघन्य गुण वृत्तिस्थ अधो गच्छति तामसा. सो दोज हु आर सात्विक पीपल आफ्टर डेथ दे गो टू अपर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम, बट राजसा पैशनेट पीपल स्टे इन ऑन अर्थ. सो वी विल फाइंड मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल दे आर प्रोमिनेंटली अफेक्टेड बाय रजोगुण. जस्ट लाइक दिस इज कार्तिक मंथ, सो वील सी वन एपिसोड फ्रॉम कृष्ण लीला वेर दिस पर्टिक्युलर इंसिडेंट विल गिव अस मोर एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑन दिस. जस्ट वेन कृष्णा गेट्स बाउंड बाय द लव ऑफ यशोदा एंड एक्चुअली ही इज बाउंड टू द वुडन मोर्टर एंड देन यशोदा गोज फॉर हर डेली ड्यूटीज हाउस होल्ड वर्क. Then Krishna first time sees that he is bound, he has no freedom now. So immediately he remembers that there are two people whom I have to deliver. They are also bound like this. So it is said that whenever we come into some situation, we don't understand the situation, that particular situation which other people are already in. Because we have to go through the same channel or maybe that situation itself. So immediately, but Acharya says that Krishna has nothing to do with these two people, Nalakuber and Manigiri, but because Narad Muni has connection with them, that's why he remembers them. And apparently he is also bound. So he says, my appearance in this world is to deliver everybody. So now I am engrossed in my activities now with this particular leela. Now I have been reminded of my job. So he goes towards these two Arjuna trees, and the ukhal gets stuck into these two Arjuna trees. Who are these two trees? Two Arjuna trees. So in past life they are the sons of Kuvera, who is the cashier of demigods, treasurer, who has a lot of money. Also, he has a benediction from Lord Shiva. So, he has two sons, Nalakuvera and Manigrave, and they are so puffed up with their opulence that once on a Kailash mountain, there is a Mandakini river, and they start enjoying with young women, so much so that they forget themselves. They forget that they are without clothes. And Narad Muni appears there. So Narad Muni is a person who always thinks, Narad Muni Bajaye Veena, Radhika Raman Name. So he is singing Lord's glories and going. Suddenly, by hearing, now everybody hears that. The girls who are with Nalakuvera and Manigrave, they also hear and they see. And Nalakuvera and Manigrave also see and hear. What is the effect of hearing the girls? They immediately run towards the clothes. Because they are ashamed of their position, right? Because sadhu has come. The devotee of the Lord has come. But Nalakuvera and Manigiri are so puffed up that they actually see and hear sadhu, but they ignore him. Now we have seen in Bhagavatam and many scriptures that there are so many personalities, they are cursed by so many sages because of this impudence, arrogance or some offense done to the sadhu. Now here it's not mentioned, but see, Narad Muni also has seen them. So their expressions must be exchanged. The Nalakuvera and Manigiri actually have ignored and say, first I said, they are drinking wine. They must have offered also, that because of that arrogance, it's so much arrogance. That's why Narad Muni thinks that he says, ki nahi anyo jushato joshyan buddhi bhramsho rajo gunaha shrimadad adi jatyabhir yatra stri dyutam asavaha. So he says, tremendous, it's very astonishing that amongst the four opulences the people of this world are trying to achieve, that Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shrivir, that aristocratic birth, opulence, that is wealth, beauty, and knowledge, wisdom. Out of that, Srimadad Adi Jatyavi. The power to Buddhi Bhramsad, to make delude the intelligence of a man is more in this opulence, the Aishwarya, than any other of these things. A person who is aristocratic birth, he may not be puffed up before the person who is very rich. But the richness is automatically, actually a person thinks he himself as a god. He is a superior person. And the effect is he demines whoever is in front of him. I remember one person whose name is Navneet. I haven't met him for so many years. So he is a person who happened to be one only son of a very rich man who had several shops, you know, like the gift shop or the cosmetic shop, Kirana shop. So he was the only son and raised in opulent atmosphere. So he was fearless. In '80s he had gone to America and he came back and his lifestyle was, he was fearless. So in our, from home and school there was one road, one big road, we have to cross it. So we were told that go slow because many people have their vehicles there. The main person was this Navneet, who had a habit to drive his motorbike so fast, like we used to see him, go like this. There were several crossroads, he would never fear that anything can come and he can have an accident. And plus, he would keep his big tape recorder in full sound and go like that. And everybody would know that 11:30, around that he would go to his shop and our school also on that time. So we would ask, "Are wo Navneet gaya kya?" Because ho gaya to we are safe. But why I have said that, once I saw that his speed was reduced, like 90 to 70, it's also speed, because he had his hand fractured, but still he was on the full speed. That's what we are talking about. That Srimadad Adi Jatyavir, that false prestige and pride of having opulence is so much that you don't know what is happening. Buddhi Bhamsat, Buddhi Nasho. Smriti Bhamsat, Buddhi Nasho, Buddhi Nasat, Pranashyati. So that's why Narad Muni thought that these people are now needs to be punished. And then he punished them that, okay, so opulence bring them to poverty. Then they will understand the situation where the other peoples are. Unless you are pinprick, you don't know what is the pain of somebody who has pinprick. Like that. So, all of us, here it is mentioned that when person comes to the Lord, now in Kali Yuga we know that there are so many calamities like war and now COVID had come. So, everybody know, however money we have, however beauty or aristocratic birth, we are mortal. We die. We can die any moment. So that's why people normally come and bow down. But most of the time, when there is we flourish, then these things doesn't matter. Like one of our congregation member who told me his own story that They are two brothers and their father gave them a business, like transport business, and they had some 5 trucks. And with hard work, both brothers did lot of hard work and they flourished, and at one point of time they had 22 trucks. So many drivers and, big business. But it is said, Narad Muni says that having wealth is not a problem, but knowledge. If somebody is not learned, then he will go to Stri Dyutam Asavaha, woman sex and intoxication, gambling. So the elder brother of this devotee suddenly so much money. So he started doing all these three things. And within, say, 5 years, 5-6 years, they had a debt and they have to sell everything. And he said he has to work. So he worked. And after finishing his first month, he just did like this. He said, I got my first salary, he said, 2,500 rupees. So he started crying, looking at that money. Because he said, I used to give minimum 5,000 salary to each person when I was a boss. And now the thing has come that 2,500 he has to manage with his own family. So they broke up, then later he became a devotee. And he said he had a time when he used to survive on one meal of a temple. He used to see when the Sunday feast comes. And you know, like that situation also came. Now he is well done. I mean, two sons are very good placed in the government job. So the point here it is made is the Srimad is so powerful that however we are in a poverty stricken condition, but when we get to the top, we forget that the body, material body, is going to be perished. Prabhupada writes that whoever you are, a king or a beggar, your destination is stool or ash. We forget that. And within the meantime, we try to extract as much as sensual enjoyment as we can. So this is not something which is, now or, even Satyuga, take Satyuga or even 500 years back, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that when Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur and Ramai Pandit, all these people were there before Lord Chaitanya's birth, they were in ecstasy in chanting holy name, giving Bhagavad class, But they were more worried about the Navdeep Vasis at that moment, because Navdeep at that moment was a place of learning. From all over the place, people used to come for studying the scriptures there. So people who had a knowledge of scripture, they had abundance now. They were filthy rich. So much so that Advaita Acharya and everybody used to see that they had a lavish marriages of their daughters and sons. Lavish. And they used to give classes on scriptures, but there was no mention of devotion. Nothing. All. And then he further comes down, if they had nothing, then they would gamble on what? The fight between their dogs and cats. Oh, betting. And then if there is nothing now, festival, then they used to do marriages of the cats, or dogs. So seeing that, they would, Advaita Acharya saw that Lord should come down, Lord should deliver them. And that's why he actually appealed to the Lord, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to deliver us, all of us who are more or less not with wealth, but whatever, this Janma Ishvara Sutra Sribir, or whatever post we get, when we perform devotional service, Krishna gives us many facilities. Many things which we can use for our betterment, for our purification. But if we are not in a right association, then we can get swayed away. And then we can come back again to the Punar Mushika Bhava. Just like Arjuna in Bhagavatam first canto says that, I am the same Arjuna who had actually killed all the warriors in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But now, when Krishna has gone, with same Gandiva, same arrows, same Ratha, I could not defeat the simple cowherd men. So that's our situation. So our main agenda should be that whatever we have is provided by the Lord. Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Eko Bahunam, Yo Vididhati Kaman. So from time immemorial, Krishna is providing to everybody, all of us, and He will provide us. But here, our main function should not be to stay here, but utilize that to go back to Him. Now, Prabhupada writes here that there are different classes of devotees. So there are three classes of devotees mentioned. And the third class is mentioned that those who are actually non-devotees, that is Kanishtha, who has just apparently, started coming to devotional service, he accepted, Archayam Eva Haraye. He accepts that, there is God in temple. But na tad bhakteshu, na cha anyeshu. He doesn't know how to behave, how to deal with devotees and other people. So, he has a basic shraddha, very fragile shraddha, and that means there are also few people who do not have shraddha. So, if you have, then Madhyam Adhikari, then Uttam Adhikari. So, in this world, we will always find people, different kinds of people, just like the lowest category is like demons, who just like see Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had an understanding, he is also Jiva. Mame Mamsu Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Krishna says every living entity is my part and parcel. But Mana Shastrani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. Instead of serving me, just like hand is there, so hand's duty is to serve the body. It's an eternal duty. You can't say, now I'll serve myself. Similarly, everybody, all living entities, eternal, sanatana duty is to serve Krishna. But if you are not doing it, then we, prakriti sthani karshati, trying to enjoy matter, karshati means we'll be miserable. So the Hiranyakashipu's idea is, there is a God, but I want to kill him. He says, where is Vishnu? I have to get power. So, he goes to Gandhamadan mountain and he does na bhuto no bhavishyati tapascharya. Brahmaji acknowledged that nobody will in the future will do this, what you have done. For what? So Narad Muni says for four things. He said, ajayam ajaramara, then apratidvandam and ekarajan. So what he wanted was, get the power to become ajayam, unconquerable, immortal, without any rival, and one king of the universe. So he wanted to conquer even Brahma also. This kind of category is one who cannot be delivered, by any other yoga, bhakti yoga. He has to be killed by Krishna only. So that's why Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Narasimha Dev. There is no hope for this kind of people. Next class is one who says, there is God, means, this is God, we are God. I am God, you are God, everybody is God. This is the second kind of people. Who says, because now we are under the influence of Maya, but once we come out of that, we become God. For them, in the sense, with them, we should not associate. Mahaprabhu says that, Mayavadir Bhashya Sune Hoye Sarvanash. But pure devotee, when they come in contact with them, then it is possible for them to come into devotional service. Like Mahaprabhu himself had given a chance to Prakashananda Saraswati, right? Just small gesture of touching Lord Chaitanya and giving him asana, he got attracted to devotional service and he became a devotee. Later then we have a class where fruitive workers, they say, atheist. We see most of the time, you just observe many people come into the temple, they see people bowing down, but they will do just like this. They feel that this is like demeaning for me to bow down to somebody. Like they have some special recognition for themselves to be an learned man. But they have come to temple. For them, this is the worst. That actually, whoever you are, he is the supreme person, the king of kings. So if you bow down to him, you become fearless. Just you see that at night, say 12 o'clock, you are in some place, an unknown place, and you are finding a bus or something, and then you see some two gundas coming with chaku, a knife, then you will be very fearful, right? But suddenly you see from some other direction one policeman is coming with a gun. What happens? Suddenly you feel, oh, now I am protected. Sir, please help me. Give me. So, if a normal person, I mean the person in this world can give you safety, to understand someone who is giving power to everybody, if you bow down to him, if you become his servant, what will happen? You don't have to become fearful any time then. Right? So, the atheist, they have to be engaged in the some service. Because atheists mainly have their understanding that why I need a God. Let him be the temple. I'm okay with my life. He doesn't have to interfere in my life. He has no place in my life. But somehow, just like we have seen in devotional life, there were many atheists. But somehow, they got engaged in some service, and then some mercy is given, then heart, the purification of heart started. So there is a hope for atheists. If they are engaged in service of the Lord, then they can again revive their main constitutional position. Then comes the category where the most of the us come, in the sense that whoever you are, God, just fulfill my desire, fruity worker. I have my desire, whoever fulfills. And in the beginning, when we know that all gods are same or some, first agenda is my desire should be fulfilled. Whoever is fulfilled, that is my God. That also, then these categories artho, artharthi, jigyasu, and jnani. So these artho, artharthi, future workers, even they, if they know that if I get something, then if I give share of my fruitive work, fruit to Krishna, then what happens? Krishna accepts, and Krishna takes him into as a udara. Because he has come to me and I have fulfilled his desire. And he has a faith now. Oh, idhar hota hai. So they link with the Lord. Lord ko bhi business partner bana deta hai. That's what Krishna said, yes. Yat karosi yad ashnasi yad juhosi dadasi yad. Yat tapasasti kaunteya tat purusho mad arpanam. Come to me. Slowly you will get jnana. And then we come into the contact with devotees and have a faith that now Krishna will fulfill me. But I have so many list of my agendas to be fulfilled. And then slowly same Kanishta, if he works, if he follows Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Svaranam Navavida Bhakti, then Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangata Tata Bhajan Kriya. So Bhajan Kriya will actually create a storm in his heart, where one's desire of serving Krishna will create such a storm that the millions and billions of many unlimited desires of material desires will start coming out, and they will have a space for other desires. Oh, let me serve in this way. Let me do this. Let me do that. And this Kanishta will, after a certain, just like Balaram Shakti Prabhu gave such an elaborate class yesterday, that how then Anartha Nivritti will not be 100% Anartha Nivritti required for Nishtha, but same fragile Shraddha can become a strong Nishtha, and he will not go from devotion service. He will not leave whatever happens in this. Because many times we have seen, that till Nishtha, if somebody performs devotional service, he gets the result, happy life, and certain accident or something happens, there is a, Krishna, what, how can you do this? I am your servant and this can happen with me. Then again, they drift. They go. Because when strong, the roots of devotional service have not become strong enough to hold the calamities of this world. Because calamities will never happen that now becoming devotee, now there will be no problem in my life. It will never happen. Same problems will be there. But our perspective to that problem will change. And Krishna will help to solve. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantita. He will tell us how to solve that problem. So that nishtha will give nishtha is also a stage where we are struggling because a lot of anarthas also will keep popping up. But at this stage we will have a more inclination to learn about who that mohitam nabhijanati. So we are now trying to know Krishna. Not like only 2 hours, more. So our life will have a more time for Krishna, to know Him. And then we have ruchi in devotional service, then asakti, then bhava and prem. So likewise, Madhyam Adhikari, who is a preacher, is such a person who is like a apprentice. You know, a surgeon is there, he just passed out, suppose, from a medical background, but immediately he is not put into the surgery. Further he doesn't do anything. Similarly, a preacher learns by preaching. Then how, if he is speaking like this, oh, these are all things I have to do first. So by preaching actually, we actually preach to ourselves. And later, who is preached is the bonus. So preaching actually is basically for the preacher. Because he has a mirror in front of him whenever he sees that whatever is speaking, he has to apply that in his life. Then later when Uttama Bhakta, he comes, when the stage comes, then he actually becomes so humble, he says, that actually all are pure devotees but me. That everybody is engaged in devotional service. And he doesn't actually discriminate between devotees and non-devotees. And that's why that is the power when even whoever he comes in front of him. I mean, Madhyam Adhikari actually, he ignores the person who are dvishatsu, means envious to the devotional service. But Uttam Adhikari actually have a compassionate heart. He sees him as part and parcel of Lord. And that's why that association can help him. Everybody, whoever comes in contact with the person who is a Uttama Bhakta is benefited. That association is just like association of Krishna himself. So in association of Krishna, even demons get liberation. All bad qualities, the person with all bad qualities can become a good person, sajjana. Similarly that. So Narad Muni planned that by going through this poverty, these people will have a darshan of Lord. And then their perspective will change. Now, in first scene, we have the Manigiru and Nalakuver saw Narad Muni, heard him, but they didn't change. But by going through this miserable condition of having 100 years being in the tree, they understood. They actually saw Krishna also. And then when the trees are uprooted by Krishna, these two effulgent personalities came out of this tree and they started praying to Krishna. Very nice prayers, and they conclude that now we understood that our lives was made, our entire existence was to serve you. So now we'll do which we have not done before. So Vani Gunanu Kathane Shravano Kathayam. Let our words now only speak your glories. Shravano Kathayam. Our ears should only hear your nectarian pastimes. Hasto cha karmasu. Hands and legs should work in such a way that it should please you. Our entire existence, our all senses should actually should be working. Just like this verse says that our hands, if they are, even though they are decorated with golden bangles, we should not feel hesitated to sweep the temple of the Lord. Karo harer mandira marginadishu. Similar verse, similar prayers of Ambarish Maharaj. Manastava padayo smrutyo. Our mind should always remember your lotus feet. Shirastava Nivasa Jagat Praname. And our head should bow down to. Now, first episode, they were reluctant to offer obeisances to Narad Muni. Now, the change has happened. Now, they say, let us offer obeisances to everybody. Jagat Praname. Jagat Nivasa. Because everybody, everywhere, there is your presence. So what is the change? So Narad Muni is a perfect doctor who had seen the disease. So this is treatment. And now these people are perfectly cured. They said, we will now offer obeisances to everybody. Because Jagat Nivasa, you are present everywhere. And Drishti Satam. Darshaneshu. First they saw Sadhu, and both of them didn't want to, take advantage of that Sadhu. But now they say, now we want to see only devotees. We want to see, take darshan of devotees. Why? Because Bhavat Tanunam. They are non-different from you. Now both of them understood that Narad Muni is as merciful as you, because they have actually given you to us, the opportunity to have an association with you. So, conclusion entirely, we, as a part and parcel of Krishna, the father gives all facilities to the children so that they should educate themselves, prepare themselves to take the business of the father. Means, in the sense, stay with the father happily. But we have given up father and the home and came here and struggling. Prakriti Stani Karshit. Why? Because we wanted Upadhi as good as Lord. We wanted to become God. So Krishna says, you can't be God in spiritual world. We go in material world. So we had a different Upadhis we have, all of us. And with that Upadhi, we have a burden that. And with that burden, we do not want to offer obeisances to Lord, so we are drowning ourselves more into material existence. So, if we give up sarva upadhi vinirmuktam, tat paratvena nirmalam, rishikena rishikesha, sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Just like hand, if he provides food to the mouth or massage to the, so he starts serving the body, hand will be healthy. Similarly, if you give up all the upadhis, material upadhis, and with all our senses, rishikena, rishikesha sevanam, start serving Krishna, then what we are searching, satisfaction, that we will experience. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hitai Gaur Premanandai.